Well, hey, guys, you heard us talking about some bets earlier. Gave you a little hockey win. AJ's giving you a couple. You know where to go. MyBookie.ag. It's the place to play. And the cool thing is, whatever sport you're into, they got you covered. College basketball is going right now. If you want to bet on the NBA, they got that for you. NFL, college football, all of that going on. Hockey, of course. You want to get in on the Canadian Football League this weekend. Semifinals, they got that. They even got horses. I play everything on MyBookie, and you can too. And if you sign up today, if you're new, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money. And make sure you check out all the deposit options. They've got several for you. Pick the one that's best for you. Just use promo code radio if you want that double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. The cool thing is when you win, you get paid. A lot of websites are really dicey about this. MyBookie isn't. You win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. And I love playing on MyBookie. Give it a try. You will too. Promo code radio to get your exclusive offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You didn't wear Kentucky blue today, I noticed.
No, God. As regular season upsets go, that's up there, right? I mean, because this is not like Evansville's a good team.
No. Evansville was picked 8th out of 10 in the Missouri Valley Conference, which is a good conference, but still.
But are they better than that, or?
Probably not.
I look at the stretch, and I was like, I think they can beat the Ravens, but I don't know that I believe they'll beat the Ravens. You know, that's where I guess.
It's because that's not what they've done historically. We've been watching this show for long enough that that's typically not how it ends, but they went and they won at Kansas City. That's typically something that doesn't happen. So there's reason to feel like maybe this is different, right?
And I think it's Deshaun Watson. He overcomes a lot of his coaching, too. And he overcomes a lot. But I also think the Ravens might have a guy like that, too.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Very sportsy up until we got into
sports match games.
Mothers going after her daughter's boyfriends and elephant dung.
Hoochie.
All available on podcastarena.com. And
you would never do that, right?
What's that?
Hook up with your son's girlfriend.
Is she hot? I mean, he's 21 now, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What if he was dating an underage girl?
Then no.
Okay.
No.
I mean, but you would also tell him, hey, don't date underage girls.
Well, yeah, because that would be illegal for him.
Don't go to jail, son. Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, you never say never. Of course not. Come on, man. What kind of person do you think I am? Don't answer that.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, sports guys. How are you?
Sports to you.
Ask, what are the odds that Nate Diaz gets a rematch with Masvidal anytime soon, and what are the odds that Cowboy finally gets the fight he's been looking to get with McGregor? I'll hang up and listen.
My guess is that Masvidal gets something new. I mean, just do I think that Nate Diaz could have come on late in that fight and made something happen? Sure. Was it a competitive fight through the three rounds that we saw? No. So I would guess we're more likely to see Nick Diaz and Masvidal would be my guess. So, and I don't know about what Conor McGregor is going to do. I mean, I know that they talked about the Cerrone thing. It's apparently they're not anywhere close to getting that thing signed. So I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a lot of money that would need to change hands, but I'm sure Masvidal would love to have a Conor McGregor fight too because he knows he'd destroy him. But I would say Cerrone's at the top of the list of guys that would make sense So I wouldn't be surprised.
713-780-3776 on What Are the Odds Wednesday. So yesterday I mentioned the article I wrote on the MVP conversation, right? And where Deshaun Watson would fit.
Yep.
And I'm curious.
You said 53rd place.
No, I did not say that. But there are.
Did you say Angelo Blackson over Deshaun?
I did not take Angelo Blackson. Okay. I did not take.
Did you consider him?
No, I did not.
Okay.
So basically, I focused on the top five in the odds, and then I threw Patrick Mahomes in there because I still don't think he's dead.
Okay.
Because he's, you know, he's, if he stays healthy, although I have a bad feeling when you dislocate a kneecap once
that it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. They, I've heard some stuff that, like, he's got loose ligaments or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but.
All right. So I would be curious how you would rank. Just know Mahomes is five.
Okay.
I mean, six, excuse me. You pick the other five, the order you would put him in, and I'll tell you how close you are.
I would have number. I'm trying to think in reverse order now. No, I'll just. Can I just go in one
go,
to
yeah,
five?
Go one to five. Yeah, I don't.
I'll go Russell Wilson number one.
Russell Wilson is number one. He's the plus 175 favorite. He's also who I have number one on my list.
I'll go Lamar Jackson two.
Lamar Jackson is two. And just basically before we get to that, Wilson's 68.5 completion percentage, 114.9 rating, 23 TDs, two interceptions, and they're 8-2. Lamar Jackson is a plus 250 second favorite, and while he's only got 2,036 passing yards, 65.3% is pretty solid. 15 TDs, 5 picks, 101.7 rating, but 702 rushing yards, averaging 6.6.
Now, the numbers we're going over here, like when you say rank them, this is how you ranked them, right?
Yeah, that's how I ranked them, but it's also those two are the first two favorites in the odds.
Okay. The next level is a little bit tough because I think these next two guys are I would probably have them co-third.
Well, actually, in the wagering, the next two guys are both plus 900.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson?
No, Aaron Rodgers and Christian McCaffrey.
Okay. I would have had Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson's actually third in the odds, but that, okay. But I'm asking you where you would rank them.
Oh, yeah. I would have Aaron Rodgers third, Deshaun Watson fourth, Christian McCaffrey fifth.
Okay, that's well. That's boring because that's what I have.
Yeah, I'm a smart man.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm very wise.
And the reason is, Rodgers, for one thing, he's a media darling. I don't know why everybody loves this guy, but they do. And his numbers are fantastic, considering when he started off, he really wasn't that good early in the season. You look up now, 2,700 passing yards, 17 TDs, two interceptions.
Is that good?
That's good. And they're 8-2. Now, I don't think they're going to stay on an 8-2 pace, and I think that would be the only thing that hurts them. But if they go 13-3 and he keeps putting up the numbers he's putting up, he'll win.
Yeah.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Although, the fact that Russell Wilson hasn't gotten an MVP award yet, I think Seattle's in the same boat. If they keep winning, it's going to be hard to say no to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think if it comes down to it's close, though. I mean, the media loves Rodgers.
They don't love Russell Wilson?
They like him. They don't love him.
That's interesting.
So,
Maybe. I look at it as Rodgers has won an MVP, and
I think if they're 13-3 and the Seahawks are 11-5, Rodgers is winning.
Okay, that's probably fair. I don't think the Packers are 13-3, though.
I don't either. I think it's more likely to be the other way around. But they love them some Aaron Rodgers. But the problem with for Watson is all those guys you can make a good statistical case for, they're all pretty close in different areas.
With Watson, it's more of an eye test thing?
Well, I think Watson's numbers are damn good, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and you throw in his rushing.
And they're 6-3.
Then they're 6-3. But that's the thing. I mean, they're going to have to be, for him to win, they're going to have a better record than those two teams. Or at least the same record. Because those guys' numbers are just as good. There's not it's not one of those things where you look at it and say, oh, he's just statting them to death.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing great, but so are those guys. And that's the problem with it. It's just, they're going to have to keep winning. They win the next three, it's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But they lose the next three, then we can quit talking about it. And I know how the people of Houston love themselves MVP. That's all they care about.
That's the most important thing.
It's all about the individual.
That's right.
So, All right. A couple of things. Well, almost done with the segment. I kind of wanted to go through an early look at the NFL and get your thoughts on some stuff.
We can do that in the next segment.
We can do that.
That's called a radio tease.
Yeah. There's also one college game that I'm looking at on the extras, if you can get it. New Mexico State, which is not good.
Football?
Football.
Oh, okay, yeah.
-7 basketball team. -7.5 against Incarnate Word at home.
Oh, you like New Mexico State?
I do like New Mexico
State.
Yeah,
I do too. Yeah,
I like them a lot. So if you can
Incarnate
get that
Word's
one,
bad.
Yeah, I mean,
I made some money fading them.
Yeah, I mean, that's even going back to week one, I had UTSA against them, and they were only like 6-point favorites, and they just housed them. So just, you know, if you're looking, it's number 408 on your card. So just throwing that one out there. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but the MyBookie Sportsbook tweeted it out. The VCU fans were dressed as FBI agents and offering money to the LSU players.
That's pretty cold-blooded.
That is cold-blooded, but you got to give them credit for that one. That's pretty clever.
What are they, Rice? Also, last I saw, VCU was also smashing them. Oh, they're up by 9 now. Mm. That VCU defense is legit. So like that's going to be a problem for somebody come March, because LSU's a good team, and you know we'll see. Maybe it's not over, but
yeah. But I just thought that was pretty clever. So what do you have? What do you have going here?
Under 129.5 on Wisconsin and McNeese.
Okay,
a real thriller. It should be. The concern is, it's actually at a pretty decent pace right now for total points, but the concern is that about 5 minutes in, Wisconsin's only scored 2 of the points.
Oh,
so that's. But they're a super snail. They're a slow paced team. So I don't know. It just seems like it's, and McNeese is typically not a good shooting team, and Wisconsin's not a good shooting team either. So I didn't figure it'd get out of control, but. I don't like McNeese getting 10 points in the first 5 minutes for an under.
I think you'll be fine.
But like you say, yeah.
It's early yet.
It's early yet.
Yeah. I should just record that.
You should just have a sign that you pass over.
Yeah, or I just hold up and say, it's early yet.
It's early yet.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
So we'll get into some NFL on the other side.
Yeah, maybe maybe even get in some college as well.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Tri-Eagle while we've got a break here. Shopping for electricity rates, it's not always fun. Tri-Eagle, they know that. They want to make it easier for you. And that's why, basically, they make it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. You're going to pay the same rate no matter how little or how much electricity you use. There's no hidden fees, no gotchas, no gimmicks. It's good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. In fact, you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. Guys, there's no reason not to give them a look. You can lock in your rate for 12, 24, 36 months. They've got great rates. You can avoid rate hikes. And like I said, the rate you see is the rate you pay. They're also offering a discount in case you want an even better rate. They got you covered. When you sign up, you go to TriangleEnergy.com, put the promo code ESPN. When you sign up, you're going to save even more money. 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT number 10064.
But you don't got to be perfect. You just got to be worthy.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Are you losing your hair? Or maybe you're just thinning and you want to get something done about it? I was at that spot where it's like, okay, I'm either going to just shave it or I need to do something. And everything that I looked into, frankly, it just sucked. Hair plugs, stuff like that. It was just embarrassing. I didn't want anything to do with it. And then I talked to Dr. Linville, and he basically has a process that is fantastic. He removes individual follicles from the back of your head, transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's your hair. He's just moving it to spots where you don't have it. Can even redraw your hairline. He did with me. And it was awesome. And it's only been a couple of months. It's already looking so much better. And I can't wait to see what it looks like in a few more months as it continues to grow out. So give him a try. And the cool thing is Dr. Linville had it done himself. So spend a few minutes with him, take a look at his hair, and see what he can do for you. Go to 975hair.com. You'll get a free consultation. So it doesn't cost you anything to find out what it's about. 975hair.com. Dr. Linville can change your life. Get your hair back. 975hair.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, let's...
Can I do something real quick?
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I posted on my show. Twitter, like every year, my youngest son, who's basically... he's borderline antichrist. I mean, he's a bad kid. He's the one who scratches names on the cars, and you know he's the one who's playing the loudest F-word contest in the playground. I mean, he's getting girls to kiss each other at school.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, apparently it's frowned upon in the second grade.
Oh, yeah, well, probably.
But every year they bring, I guess the American Heart Association goes to his school, and they start telling stories and showing videos and pictures of kids who have had like heart disease at a young age, and my son gets all emotional and teared up about it, and he raises money, and he like goes around, I mean, he legit goes around asking for donations for the American Heart Association, and he did a good job last year and the year before. I posted the link to donate on his behalf this year. It's like, I don't know why it's such a soft spot for him, but I'll take it. I mean, it's a good enough cause. If I've given you out a free winner in the last couple weeks, which if you bet college basketball, I probably have. Throw a couple bucks his way. Shout out Mike Pearson, our boy Mike Pearson.
Yeah.
Chris Elias, Paul Ursula, Aubrey FitzHenry, Andrew Barnes, Steve Besner, Steve McCann, Zach Thomas, and Juggalo Trey Campbell all donated. So thanks to those guys. And if you're feeling a heart for the heart, maybe check out that link on my Twitter. It's for a good cause, obviously.
And you might put him on the right path by donating.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if he's doing all this bad stuff, something like this,
you could turn him around.
Yeah, that's what it'll do.
It's like the drug addicts who sell magazine subscriptions. Yeah. He's that now.
You can turn his life around.
Yeah.
So
help save a child.
All right, taking a look at the NFL lines, and I guess the Thursday night game is, now I have to scroll back. That's the one thing I don't like about this is, like, it doesn't have all the NFL together unless you go to all this trouble. Browns -2.5 against the Steelers on Thursday.
I lean with the Steelers. It seems like a sucker play, but I've liked the Steelers. I like them since they've gotten Minkah Fitzpatrick. Defensively, I think they're very good. They get pressure on the quarterback. Not great news for Baker. I like Pittsburgh.
I'm with you. I like Pittsburgh also. Cowboys -3 at Lion. No Matt Stafford, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a super square side to be on, but I like the Cowboys a lot here. Jeff Driscoll's fine, and he's actually an underrated runner. But I just don't see it. I know it's off the board at a lot of places right now, but my firm guess is that Matthew Stafford won't play.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it's going to be outside of three when he is official.
Too.
But
I'd take the Cowboys at 3.
Saint -5.5 at Buccaneer. Feels like a little bit of an overreaction to them tanking last week.
Yeah.
And you know Jameis Winston's going to go out there and throw 11 picks.
Yeah, I guess,
playing it though. I can't.
Yeah, it's got to be a pass for me. I mean, I'd like to play New Orleans here, but I'm not going to because it feels too much of a sucker bet.
Panther -5.5 against Falcon.
Am I already being sucked back in?
Probably.
It opened at 7.
I know.
I would have loved the Falcons at 7. At
7 five, and a half at one point.
At
yeah.
5.5, I'm not going to have any involvement with it, but I wouldn't bet the Panthers here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd lean Panther inside a touchdown, but I'm not playing
it. I saw a totally different defense last week. out of Atlanta. If that defense shows up again with the offensive talent that they have, they're a problem. I just don't believe that defense will show up consistently. So
yeah, I just think it was more about the Saints coming out flat and playing like garbage than it was the Falcons. Jaguar plus 2.5 at Colt. I like Jaguar here. Nick Foles back. I still don't know if Brisket's back, but even if he is, I think the Jaguars.
I think he's almost certainly back.
But is he 100%?
Well, is Nick Foles 100%?
He's had a lot longer time off, so maybe not. But
I'd lean to Colts at this point.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good the other way.
All right.
So Vikings minus 10.5 against the Broncos.
I kind of like the Vikings. I don't know if I want to give double digits there, but
yeah, I'm with you. That's one that number's a little too big to actually play. But if I had to, I'd take the Vikings.
If it gets down to a flat 10, I'll probably take the Vikings.
Redskins minus 1.5 against the Jets.
I have no idea what to say about that game.
Give me the Jets. Give me the Jets. I don't like it. Don't love it. This one I do like. And maybe it is square. Bills minus 6 against the Dolphins. I think there's.
It feels so square, but I mean, the Dolphins have won 2 in a row. It's the Bills are coming off a loss. You're buy low, sell high on the Bills. I mean, the Dolphins are. And Josh Allen playing in warm weather. This is like his chance to throw it around a little bit. The Dolphins have no cornerbacks, they're literally undrafted free agent cornerbacks. I like the Bills, too, but it does feel super square.
Yeah, I just think, especially after last week, they're going to stomp a hole in somebody. Ravens minus 4 against Texans. I don't have a good feel for this. I think it's going to be a close game, which means I should take the Texans because I think it's going to be within a field goal. But I can't. I just don't trust them. Just don't trust them.
If I had to choose someone at this number, I'd probably choose Baltimore. But this, if the number is 4.5, which it is a lot of books right now. If it's at 4.5, it'll be probably a tease piece for me on the Texans to get them over 10. If you get the Texans plus 10.5 on a tease, that feels I can't picture the Ravens really blowing this team out because the Ravens are a run first team.
And the Texans really haven't been in a blowout game.
Yeah, even like I said, the game that they got outplayed in was that Colts game, and it still wasn't a blowout.
49ers minus 11.5 against the Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals, man. I mean, they're not going to win the game, but they've been pretty good against the spread, and they've done right by me.
Number's so crazy. There's 11s, there's 11.5s, 12.5, 13. I mean, it's all over the place. Yeah.
Outside of 10, I'm going to like some Cardinal.
Opened at 14. I don't know. This feels like a get right spot for the Niners. It's a stay away from me. I don't like the Cardinals. I don't want to bet on them.
You say that every week, and every week they cover.
I know. I did bet on them last week. Yeah. I don't want to bet on them against a good team. How about that? Because they are the kind of team that can get blown out.
Yeah, but they can score enough that they could ever solve the red zone.
But are they going to score against – it's easy to score against the Bucks. Are you going to score against the 49ers is the question.
I think they can get enough points to cover.
Because the 49ers, we've seen it. The book's been written. They're very difficult to throw on, easy to run on.
Kyler Murray will take off running a lot.
Okay. I mean, I guess, because the rest of their running game is non-existent.
Yeah, but that's what he's capable of doing. And – yeah, I think the 49ers win the game, don't get me wrong, but I think they can stay inside that number. Patriots minus 3.5 at Eagle.
I lean on the Eagles here, 3.5. I don't think it'll be a play, but I lean that way.
Yeah, I got no opinion on that one. Raiders minus 10.5 against the Bengals.
Well, I've been loving the Raiders. I think outside of 10, I can't do it. Nope. I would have, and I'm... That doesn't mean go play the Bengals. Don't ever play the Bengals.
Yeah, friends don't let friends play Bengals.
But I would have considered Raiders at 10 or less. You probably won't see that again, though.
Yeah, it opened 8. If it gets back down under 10, but I don't see any reason why it would. Rams minus 7 against the Bears. I can't bet the Rams right now.
I can't bet the Bears right now. I see a lot of 6.5s. If it's a 6.5, I probably would bet the Rams. It opened at 7.5. There's 6.5, sevens. If you get a 6.5, it's a lean for the Rams. It's 7. It's a total pass for me. There's no way the Bears get my money, though.
Chiefs minus 3.5 at the Chargers on Monday night. Well, it's not at the Chargers. It's in Mexico.
Right.
But I like the Chiefs here. Watching that game again, they're close to just housing somebody, and it could easily be the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers are going to be able to get some yards because everybody gets yards against the Chiefs. But I think the Chiefs win this game and cover.
Yeah,
I'd feel better without the hook, though.
Yeah, I don't like that hook. I don't know what to think of the Chiefs. The Chiefs are so hard to read right now. You're right. They've had games where it's like, oh, they look good. Everything looks good except for the final score. But they're always a giant question mark on defense.
Yeah.
They're always a giant question mark with special teams. I just can't feel good about putting money on them right now.
The thing is, the Chargers, if they play close, they're going to find a way to lose.
Probably.
But
again, the Chargers are a team that, as the year goes on, they historically get better and better.
Yeah. And the Chiefs tend to slow down as the year goes on. But I just think this is a get-right spot for the Chiefs. So, all right. I'm hoping that hook goes away. And you know where you can bet it. You go to mybookie.ag.
Because there's already sharp money coming on the Chargers.
Yeah, and so I'd keep an eye on that. And that's the beauty of it. You don't have to bet right now. You can wait. And the cool thing about MyBookie is when you win, you get paid. And nobody pays out faster. And that's something that I've had issues with in the past with other sites. That's why I love MyBookie, is I get my money when I want it. And the other thing that's cool is if you miss the start of the game, maybe you get home a little late, you're out having after-work drinks, well, you can still get in on the action because they have in-game wagering. And sometimes I like to wait and see if a team that I like gets behind early, I get a better price. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. You just have to use promo code RADIO. And they've got all kinds of great deposit options for you, so make sure you check them out and pick the one that's best for you. But you have to use promo code RADIO to get that exclusive double your money offer. And listen, whatever you want to bet on, NFL games that we just talked about, college football, AJ's college basketball, hockey overs, Canadian football this weekend, all on mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid, MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Now I got to tell myself it's early yet. The no score yet. And the Leafs with 6:15 to go, and it's going at a much slower pace than I hoped it would.
Ugh.
So, it's early yet. It's early.
Remember,
all I need is for a couple goals to get through, and then it'll explode.
Jason Braddock tweeted, "But line down the street at Frenchie's on Scott Street, 45-minute wait for the Frenchie's chicken sandwich."
Oh, my God.
They're getting in the battle.
Can we just stop with this?
Oh, I bet that's a good sandwich.
It probably is, but I'm not going to wait in line for it.
45-minute wait. Oof.
Yeah. Not for me. I will go eat somewhere else. I will not wait 45 minutes.
Couple more quick shout-outs to... My wife is sending me updates when people donate. But Eugene Balderas, H.D. Patel, Brian Collins added to the Heart Fund. Thanks,
nice.
Guys.
Nice. Is that on Twitter for...
Yeah, it's okay. Pinned on my tweet profile. Okay.
Man, I really wish people would stop with this. The latest on the Kaepernick workout. What is the latest?
Is something changed?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I mean, people are milking it so much. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I've got a couple of like non-sportsy things, if you want to get to them.
I'm down with that.
Some movie stuff.
Okay.
Bill Murray is confirmed for the Ghostbusters 2020 return.
Hmm.
Which I don't know if
I don't know if we need more Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I mean, this is a reboot. And, I mean, after the second one.
A reboot with this, like the old squad?
Not all of them.
Well, isn't one of the guys dead?
Well, now they say Sigourney Weaver says everybody is coming back. So it's a reboot with the original people in it. Maybe they're just doing Maybe they're just doing, they're going to be in it, but they're not going to be the stars. So,
yeah, I mean, maybe.
So here's who all is going to be in it. 12-year-old McKenna Grace, who was in Captain Marvel, with Carrie Coon from The Leftovers, plays her mom.
Is Ivan Reitman directing?
I don't know. Okay. Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things. Is that the guy with the hair?
I don't know. He's probably the fat kid.
Sigourney Weaver confirmed that she and the original cast were coming back for the sequel, and Paul Rudd will be playing a teacher in the film.
Okay.
Yeah. July 10th, 2020. Boy, they all look so old. That's not a good idea.
Harold Ramis has gotten big, he looks crazy. He's got crazy old man hair.
Yeah, he was always a little crazy.
Yeah.
He's still alive, though?
Yeah. Yeah. The one I was worried about is Rick Moranis still alive.
Oh, geez, no way. Radiation has made me an enemy of civilization.
Looks like he is still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. More famous for Bob and Doug than Ghostbusters, I'm sure.
I think most famous for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, honestly.
Probably. Harold Ramis did die.
Okay.
Harold Ramis
2014,
did die?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
2014?
Then how can they do it?
Well, says his son is directing.
Harold Ramis' son?
Ivan Reitman's son is directing, and Harold Ramis is dead.
Why isn't Ivan Reitman directing it?
I don't know.
Maybe he's alive.
Maybe he's about to die. Just like in that El Camino movie with Robert Forster.
Oh, he's 73.
Yeah, that's too old. You know, you shouldn't even be alive at that point.
Boy, he really directed some great movies. Ghostbusters, Stripes, Twins, Meatballs.
That's a good run right there.
He was a producer on Animal House, a producer on Private Parts. That guy, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he had a good run. No question. Meatballs, underrated.
Seriously underrated.
And a little music news for those of you who are Offspring fans.
Give it to me, baby.
New album coming out in 2020. First one since Days Go By in 2012, which was really good.
I worry about that.
They basically say it's, you know, you'll like it because, well, not you'll like it, but people will like
You'll like it because you like Offspring.
I'll like it because they say it's basically, they keep saying it's Offspring music.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. So that'll be out in 2020 as well. Days Go By was really good, but that's a long time ago. You're going back to 2012, again, where more people are dying.
Yep.
So he died in 2014, right? So
yeah.
There you go. Some music and movie updates for you. So
I don't know how I feel about this under, Fred. It's early yet, but
I'm not sure how I feel about my over. It's only 1-0.
Oh, it's early yet.
So right, we got to get signs made. Just, you know, especially when games are on while we're on air.
So. Let's just always know it's early yet.
Somebody says CGI Harold Ramis.
I don't think that'll work.
And somebody's trying to say it's a sequel, not a reboot. The story says reboot, so
it can't. Yeah, I was going to say it's got to be a.
You
can't have Bill Murray wearing the backpack and like busting ghosts.
No, there's no way.
Is the black guy going to be in it?
Ernie Hudson.
Is he going to be in it?
I didn't see his name on it. Well, they said the original cast. I assume he's still alive. The last thing I saw him in was season 20 of Law and Order. He played the cop's sort of boyfriend while she was going through cancer treatment.
Interesting. Yeah, let's see what he's done lately. His last movie is the very racist titled Napoli Ever After.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's doing a whole lot these days. Oh, he is going to be in the Ghostbusters 2020, though.
Okay.
Good for him. He needs a good job, because I'm looking at this. He apparently did a couple voices in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 and 3. So, yeah.
Yeah, boy, his
his IMDb is not impressive.
No, it's not good.
Not in a while, anyway.
Yeah, and Law and Order was 2010. So that was.
Yeah, you'd really think he would have turned that Ghostbusters into something bigger.
Yeah. I'm looking. He was in Robot Chicken. There's that.
I think the last time he was in movies that I saw was like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, he's done he's main cast of LA's Finest, whatever that is.
You got me.
But yeah, he did play Winston Zeddemore in Ghostbusters, the video game, and Lego Dimensions.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Guys make a lot of money off those video games.
Yeah.
Doing the acting.
Well, guys make a lot of money voicing Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Man, that's true. Wow. That, I mean, I'm looking at all these. He was in Smokin' Aces 2. Smokin' Aces was bad enough as it was, but 2?
Yeah.
Which I never saw. Man, I'm looking at, I don't see a movie that I've seen that he's been in. I mean, they're all, some of them don't even have the thing where you can click on them. That ought to tell you something. So, oh well. What do we have here? Oh yeah, you know what? First off, I'm going to sneeze.
I'll shout out Jason and a couple other people who donated to the cause. Alfred, Jason Manley, Leo Olvera, and Alfred Crow. Appreciate it, guys.
Cool.
Good people.
All right.
Doing good for the hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, if you notice, I'm actually clean shaven today.
I did notice that. Yeah. You look nice.
I
relatively.
No, I don't look nice. I look like garbage, but at least I'm clean shaven. And I was kind of growing it out to see what it would look like, and it just reminded me that, no, it looks terrible, and that's why I'm glad that I use Harry's, because it's affordable, and it's a great shave, and it's convenient because it shows up right there in my mailbox, and that, the thing is, even though I let it grow out, it was such a smooth shave today, and that's what I love about it, and the good thing is, just $2 a blade to replace them. Right now, you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And how about this? If you don't love your shave, they'll give you a refund. So it's $3 with no risk. And you know what? You're going to love your shave. You're going to love the way the razors work. You're going to love how easy it is to replace them. New customers get a $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the best place to play cards in Houston, it's Lions Poker Palace. And let me tell you why. They have so many great deals. All they care about there is the players and your experience. And Mr. Lyon and Najib and George, these guys run a first-class room. How about this? First 80 cash players before 11:55 a.m. You play free all day. So you get there before 11:55, you're going to play free all day long. And if you don't, it's only $10 per hour for the cash games. And they have tournaments all the time, and it is just a fantastic setup.
Yeah, you can follow them on Facebook. You'll find out about when they're playing tournaments, what tournaments they've got going on. I know today or tomorrow, actually. No, today's Wednesday. They've got a $90 no limit hold'em, $9,000 guaranteed tonight. So follow them on Facebook to keep up with all that. But go in and see the place for yourself. An unbelievable room, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. They've got TVs all over the place. They've got great food, BYOB. Check it out today. It's Lions Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Join us and the usual suspects out at Red's Ice House in Beaumont this Friday from 1 to 7 p.m. We'll have Miller Coors and food specials all day, so come start your weekend early and grab a Miller or Coors Light with us this Friday, November 15th from 1 to 7 p.m.
McNeese is shooting threes from, like, Steph Curry range. Totally uncalled for.
It's early yet. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. Let's see what we have in terms of quality here today. Steve McQueen in 1980.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Let's see. Don't recognize that. Jack Palance.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one. I watched that original Batman the other day, and I love it. You're my number one guy. I remember him doing push-ups at the Oscars right before he died, too. That was pretty funny. Let's see. Frank McGuire. Does that do anything for you? 1994?
No. These deaths suck.
Yeah, so far, so bad. Janet Reno, 2016?
No.
Eleanor Roosevelt, 1962.
Who would you rather, Eleanor Roosevelt or Janet Reno?
From what I understand, they wouldn't. Neither one would be interested in me, but I'd probably go Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay.
But you?
Eleanor.
Okay, just checking. Okay, those are bad. That's bad. All right, how about Norman Rockwell? Does that do anything for you?
Nope. I wouldn't. I'd rather Janet Reno over him.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Barely, but
Stieg Larsson, who wrote "Girl with a Dragon Tattoo," died at 50. That's not a good run. All right, these are our alleged best deaths. So let's see. 1908, Butch Cassidy, shot by Bolivian soldiers.
Damn.
When I was a kid and I saw that movie for the first time, the end of it made me cry. When they both got shot and they come running
heartbreaking.
Out. Yeah, just terrible. November 7th, 2011, Joe Frazier, heavyweight boxer, dead at 67.
It's a good one.
November 8th, 1887, Doc Holliday.
I'm your Huckleberry. I don't think he ever said
Why,
that, though.
Johnny Ringo, you I look like somebody just walked all over your grave.
I think they took some creative liberties there.
Probably so, but there were some good lines in that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, in Tombstone, I mean, the movie Wyatt Earp was pretty good, too, but Tombstone, it was just one great line after another from Val Kilmer. All right.
Hey, can I preach something here? I mean, do we have a porn star death?
We have porn star death. We have Stan Lee and Old Dirty Bastard, the other two.
Okay.
And then Lisa DeLue in 1993. She died of AIDS. So go ahead.
While we're doing deaths, if you haven't heard the story of Rodney Reed, please look into it. It's a crazy story about a woman got killed in Bastrop. It's been a good long while ago. And basically, all the evidence, Rodney Reed was having an affair with he's a black man having an affair with a white cop's wife.
That's not good.
She ends up dead, and even with zero physical evidence, they pin the murder on him, even though her husband, there's lots of evidence that points at him, and he's also got a history of domestic violence. And he's on death row. He's scheduled to die a week from today. So, I don't know what you can do. I've been tweeting at Governor Abbott. I don't know if it's going to do any good, but I hate when stuff like this happens. Like, they've refused to let new DNA evidence be introduced.
Why would they refuse that?
I don't know, because sometimes we live in a caveman state. As much as I love Texas, this is the times when I'm like, dude, come on. So, if you haven't researched it or read about it, please do, and tweet at the governor about it.
Was that on your podcast?
Yeah.
Is that how you found out about
it? Yeah, that's how I found out about it originally. But, now it's coming up fast, and he's got a week to live. And I would say there's no way you can, without a reasonable doubt, say that this guy is guilty. You can't say he's guilty.
Well,
there's just not enough to say so.
I would hope that you'd rather err on the side of, okay.
It would suck if he's left in prison for the rest of his life. Don't kill a man. Do something to figure it out. Don't put guys, if there's any doubt whatsoever, do not put guys on.
That's what I'm saying. If there's doubt, then you should introduce the new evidence and see what the hell's going on. And if it doesn't pan out, then he'll be just as dead in a year if you kill him then.
Yep.
I'm always for getting it right, especially when it comes to the death penalty, because I'd rather you wait a year or two on a guy who's guilty than whack somebody who might not be.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Oh, well. So I guess Rockets tonight for me. I'll be watching maybe a...
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably watch some hoops, some college hoops, but I'll probably watch some Rockets, too.
Yeah, and we'll see how they do against the Clippers. And tomorrow, please come see us out at Whitmire's. That's going to be a lot of fun. And help us pick a barrel. We're gonna choose one, make a Blitz whiskey out of it, and you can buy a bottle and take it home with you.
Right on. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. So we'll be doing that during the show. And we'll pick it probably in the 6 o'clock hour, so they can get them bottled for us.
All right,
and then Friday, Reds in Beaumont. So we got you covered
next
2 days.
To it.
So we won't be seeing Aaron for a while.
Congrats to Justin Verlander.
Indeed, your American League Cy Young winner.
That's right.
And not a cheater.
Yeah.
As far as we know. Because the pitchers didn't cheat.
No, never.
It's all about the hitters. And, yeah, all right. Well, let's just wrap this puppy up. Pretty good job from Aaron today. Yeah, I think he was shut out, though. I don't think he said a word on air.
No words on air?
Yeah, I did.
What? What'd you say?
We were talking about baseball. I asked if you wanted me to bring up the feed.
Oh, I thought that was in my headset.
Yeah, I'm not sure that counts. I thought that was in my headset, too.
Yeah, my under's looking horrible.
I decided to hold back on my question about the whole Mike Fiers thing.
My over's looking horrible, too.
Well, we suck, Fred.
All right, well, we'll do better tomorrow. Great job, Hoffman. Solid job, Aaron. I sucked. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.